1648 and 1649, which in Hebrew are known as Tach v'Tat, Tach meaning Tof Ches and Tat Tof Tes, which is the Hebrew equivalent of the English years 1648 and 1649, really watershed years in the history of the Jewish people. One can say that the beginning of modern Jewish history occurs during those years. It also is the harbinger of enormous changes in the Jewish world, and it also is the harbinger of enormous destruction in the Jewish world. As I had mentioned to you previously, the Jews had acclimated themselves in Poland and Lithuania and the Ukraine, and for a period of about 250 years had achieved a level of economic, if not the economic wealth, but economic stability, and they were under the protection of their landlords, the nobility, who used the Jews, but who in turn did provide protection for the Jews from the peasants and from other elements that were increasingly anti-Jewish. The most anti-Jewish element in Eastern Europe was the church, the Catholic Church in Poland and Lithuania, the Russian Orthodox Church in Russia itself, the Ukrainian Church in the Ukraine. The church, for reasons that are not completely clear to us, saw its role as being the agent of punishment for the Jewish people, and never relaxed its unfortunate stirring ups of the native population, especially during the period of the year, March and April, the period of the year of the end of Lent, of Good Friday, and of Easter. The Jewish situation was always precarious because of the preachings in the church regarding the guilt of the Jews vis-a-vis the crucifixion of Jesus, and the fact that the populace then was always prepared to take vengeance, and there is no vengeance that, quite like the vengeance that is blessed by religious fervor. There's no vengeance equal to the fury of vengeance when one thinks that somehow paradise will be obtained for the acts of barbarity which are being performed on this earth. This is the backdrop to the events of 1648 and 1649. I want to read to you a few sentences of an introductory essay, again by Abraham Joshua Heschel, to Roman Vishniak's Photographic Record of Eastern European Jewry. The book is called Polish Jews. It was published by Schocken in New York in 1973. And it is a description of Jewish life, of the shtetl Jewish life, and the description is accurate from the 1600s till about the middle 1800s. There was scarcely a house in all the kingdom of Poland where its members did not occupy themselves with some study of Torah. Thus there were many scholars in every community. With the coming of dawn, the members of the Chevra Tehillim, a group devoted to reciting the Book of Psalms, would rise to recite the Psalms for about an hour before prayers. Each week they would complete the entire recitation of the Book of Psalms. And far be it that any man should oversleep the time of prayer in the morning, for there was a beadle assigned to the task of knocking on the window.